Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Chinese government today says that it expects the overall grain harvest to surpass last year's record numbers, with corn output rising as much as 4.6% to a record 215 million metric tons. But soybean output may fall 4.2%. to 12.5 million tons. The European Parliament today says that it voted to limit European use of biofuels made from food crops and transport fuel to 6%. The limitations placed on biofuels will mean more pressure placed on development of alternatives such as rechargeable electric cars. Now, negotiations with the European Council, comprised of leaders from European Union countries, will take place before the rules are formally adopted. And this morning, private exporters reported a USDA export sale of 120,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat for delivery to Nigeria during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on June the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,224. It's up almost 34 points. The NASDAQ, 3715, down 14. And the S&P 500, 1681, down 2.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A frontal boundary lying across the Midwest this morning will be a trigger mechanism for some additional showers and a few thunderstorms today, but most of the precipitation that occurs is certainly not going to be all that impressive. We'll probably end up with moisture totals staying very light and running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often, and the stronger thunderstorms might produce a quarter to six-tenths of an inch of rain. The region that will be most favored for this will be southern Iowa and northern Missouri over into Michigan and parts of Ohio. As we go into the day tomorrow, the frontal boundary will push all the way down through the Ohio River Valley and out into portions of the Tennessee River Basin, and we'll see some of the southernmost portions of the Midwest picking up on an additional few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of rain in some of the southernmost parts of the region. Everybody else will be left dry over these next 2 days, and our temperatures will gradually be cooling down. We're expecting the high temperatures this afternoon to be running in the 70s across the eastern portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, while 80s occur from South Dakota and Nebraska into Michigan, and 90s will continue in most other areas. It probably will not be quite as hot as it has been the past 2 days, with a few upper 90s possible, but they will be fewer in number than what we've been seeing. Moving out another day or so, we'll probably see the temperatures cool down additionally. In fact, highs on Thursday afternoon will probably not get much warmer than near 90 in the lowermost parts of the Midwest. And as we get into the Friday and Saturday time period, there may be some 50 and 60 degree highs in the Great Lakes region. And lows at night in those areas will possibly drop down into some middle and upper 30s. There will be a risk of a little bit of patchy soft frost, perhaps in the interior northern fringes of crop country in central Michigan as we get into Saturday morning, and we may also see same kind of conditions occurring in Ontario and Quebec as we get into that same night. Saturday morning in general will be the coolest for that area. I do not expect to see any more impact from this bout of coolness than what we saw last week from a similar event. The only difference is we're going to see a few more upper 30 degree readings reaching a little bit further south into the U.S. Great Lakes region relative to the last event. Now, precipitation will come back into the forecast for parts of the Midwest, and that's what everyone's going to be talking about today in the marketplace, because it is showing some suggestive increase in soil moisture potential for the western Corn Belt as we get involved with the period from Saturday into Tuesday as waves of precipitation move across the western Corn Belt. Confidence in the amount of rain that's going to fall during that period of time is a little on the low side right now because of the influence of a tropical event that's going to be in the western Gulf of Mexico. There's potential, though, that we may see fairly good coverage of rain across some of our droughty areas of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, and northern portions of Illinois, but the amounts may still be a little light for any kind of a general change in soil conditions, but there could be 0.5 to 1.5 inch rain totals during the entire period that will take us out through Tuesday. And there is some potential that the amounts that I've just given will actually be too conservatively low. But for right now, because of the questionable weather patterns that are occurring across the Midwest and around the Midwest, we need to play this event conservatively for right now. But I do feel comfortable that there's going to be some relief to the drying bias that's been prevalent in those areas. We will see the temperatures turning warmer again after the precipitation passes through the Western Corn Belt, but we shouldn't be as hot as we've been over the past week. And that will be true for the eastern Midwest as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 6.94, down 3/4. Now it's down 1/4. Soft December is 6.46.5, unchanged since last night. September corn 4.74, down 3/4. December 4.67.75, down 1.25. Now down 1.5. September soybeans 14.03, down 3/4. November 13.54.25, down 3/4. September soybean meal 4.62.10, down 40. October 4.27.90, down 50. September soybean oil 42.75 up 2. October 42.78, down 3. October live cattle 125.35, up 32.5. September feeders 156.55, up 15. And October lean hogs are 91.15, and they are up 30. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
It is the day before the day, and the market seems to be trading like it is.
Yeah, I think today is going to be one of those days where you tend to spend a little bit more time watching the clock than you watch the markets. Looking at the overnight volume in corn, it was just pathetic, only up to about 19,000 contracts. Now we should be probably two or three times that.
So I guess traders gearing up for the crop production and WASDE reports released tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. When the dust settles, will futures be higher or lower?
I tend to think it's going to be pretty tough to manufacture a bullish report out of this particular data set. I think, you know, the trade's focus right now is going to be looking to see what kind of yield expectations we see the USDA assume here. But when all is said and done, the trade is really looking forward to a couple more things. They want to see the FSA numbers released for the prevent planter, the total planted acres from on the 17th. They're going to be anticipating, you know, their assumptions as far as the quarterly grain stocks report. And then, of course, the next month when we see the incorporation of the updated acreage estimates into the numbers, see what kind of twists of things we see there. The other thing, too, that I think the trade is going to be looking at shorter term, maybe in tomorrow's numbers and may turn out to be the backbone of it, is global assessments. There's the USDA is carrying some smaller production for Ukraine, smaller numbers maybe out of South America. So they may actually see some of those global numbers bump up a little bit.
Technically, is there enough, do you think, in the reports that would keep corn above its August lows and keep the gap open in November soybeans?
The gap in November soybeans, I think, is still valid because we think that the yield is comfortably below, you know, the 40 bushel number. The corn 450 seems to be a cash point that we've seen a lot of areas stick to. A probe below that, if the USDA were to surprisingly increase yield tomorrow, I think that we could probably probe below those lows. But it's probably still too soon to really break the market down. We've got some harvest activity, but more to come. I think realistically, we need to see what the assumptions are for the October numbers before we crank the market down to appreciably lower levels.
USDA's most recent projection for ending stocks, 719 million bushels. You alluded to the quarterly grain stock. Mm-hmm. How many bushels do you want to take off of that number?
I think the 60 to 80 million bushels off of that number is fairly is fairly correct or fairly accurate. But I also think, too, that we're pulling a lot of new crop into the old crop stuff right now, and that's going to mask that number just a little bit.
And then there's 300 million bushels of corn that who knows where it is from two seasons ago, right?
It's still out there, and obviously when Uncle Sam picks up the pencil and puts out the USDA Spider-Man report, you know, he can say whatever he wants.
So what are you going to tell your clients today on the phone who ask about tomorrow?
As far as the numbers tomorrow are concerned, we're still not too concerned about it. We're trying to sell into rallies, and basically we're lowering our objectives. I think right now we were at 495 for March futures. I think we're going to dial that back to about 490, and we haven't talked anybody out of making sales in corn, but we are looking for guys to maybe curtail bean sales and look for reownership calls.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 473¾, down 1. December's 468, down 1. September soybeans are 1403, down 3/4. November are 1356, and they are up 1. September soybean meal, 462.10, down 40. October, 428.30, down 10. September soybean oil, 42.75, up 2. October, 42.82, up a penny. October live cattle, 125.32.5, up 30. And October lean hogs are 91.17.5, and they are up 32.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana is 901 Central Time.